Assalamualaikum, selamat pagi. Anda bersama kami, saya Haris Ashraf Aznan dan juga Dina Rozman.
Dan hari ini adalah hari kedua sempena sidang kemuncak perniagaan antara bangsa Selangor SIBS 2023 ataupun Selangor International Business Summit. Dan tema bertemakan tahun ini, tema dia adalah Selangor Gateway to ASEAN.
Yang sudah tentu sebenarnya kalau kita recap sedikit apa yang berlaku semalam. Semalam berlangsungnya pelancaran bagi SIBS 2023 di mana ianya disempurnakan oleh Menteri Besar Selangor Datuk Seri Amiruddin Syari dan juga
termasuk Esko Pelaburan dan Perdagangan Negeri Selangor iaitu Eng Zihan.
Dan juga sudah tentu banyak program-program menarik. Ini merupakan, kalau ikutkan, ini merupakan yang terbesar dalam sejarah penganjuran SIBS dan cukup menarik. Kami juga tak sempat nak melawat banyak sebenarnya.
Betul, di bawah SIBS ni ada komponen ataupun acara yang berjalan serentak adalah sebab banyak 6 acara.
Betul.
Kita ada Expo FMB, Food and Beverages, Expo R&D, Expo Smart City, Expo
Perubatan Medik,
Expo Spark iaitu Industrial Park, Expo termasuk dan pelbagai Expo lah.
Banyak.
Expo Perniagaan. Dan bercakap mengenai Spark 2023 ni, kita sebenarnya ada tetamu kita yang turut terlibat di bawah Expo Industrial Park Expo untuk 2023 ni, di mana kita akan bawa tetamu kita untuk berkongsikan apakah antara intipati yang kita dapat bawakan yang di acara yang berjalan selama berapa hari ni Acap?
Selama 4 hari sehingga Ahad nanti 22 Oktober. Dan sudah tentu anda berpeluang untuk meneroka pelbagai apa yang ditawarkan dan bagaimana menuju terutama dari segi pelaburan dan juga pembangunan di negeri Selangor untuk masa akan datang. Dan sudah tentu kita nak berbual lebih panjang berkenaan dengan pembangunan industrial park seperti yang disebutkan oleh Nina tadi. Jadi I would like to welcome Eddie Lim, the General Manager Sales and Marketing NCT PMC Senang Berhad. Eddie, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning, how are you today?
Good morning,
today?
How are you? Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you, very good. And good to see you and thank you for having us today.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. You had your coffee?
Yeah, I have.
All right, thank you. This is one of the biggest event under SIBS 2023.
Yeah.
There's a lot to share, there's a lot to give within this 4 days of event. Probably we can start with, maybe you can share a quick introduction about your business. Please, Eddie.
Sure. All right. NCT. NCT is a company, a listed company in the main board in the property. And company started since 1985, which is closer to 40 years as at now. And our main business in the developer. And we have a number of projects being in the Penang, being in Kedah, being in Johor, being in KL, Selangor. And today, we're going to share with you mainly in the Selangor NCT Smart Industrial Park.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's four levels to this event organization.
Yeah.
So from the fourth level, which one is the Industrial Expo Park you can share with the audience?
Well, if you look at this, we our industrial park, which is located in the ground floor, well, and in the hall floor, and in the booth number is 4048. And what we do, we are really excited to see and welcome numbers of customer from overseas and international and also the domestic and globally as well. Then we can see and potential client, and even they can have a lot of experience being seeing our innovative booth in our area. Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie, you mentioned about your current and completed and also ongoing industrial park project. Maybe you would like to share with us completed project and also the ongoing industrial park developments that are ongoing right now. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So the first thing that we can see, we have a project in Genting Highland, which is the highest level in Malaysia, 1,500 meter above sea level, which is granting GIM and GID, Grand Ion Deliment and Grand Ion Majestic. Besides that, we do have the in the Salah Tinggi, we have the commercial center, and also in the Penang, we do have a small 50 acres of the industrial park which completed. And upcoming, this is we do have the commercial mixed development in Melaka, and also Batang Kali in Ayong Beliang Garden, which is the landed property, which is giving around 400,000 properties, which is ongoing project. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of project. Maybe you can share a bit specific details about this project, about including acreage of GDV and even the development timelines. How about it?
Sure. For NCT Smart Industrial Park, the sizes is 732 acres. 732. Right. And the total GDV, it is around 10 billion. Yep. Which is a huge amount, and over 8 years project's timeline. We targeted to complete the first one by year 2025, followed by 2026, 2029, and also 2020, and also continuously within 8 years going to complete all these projects. Yeah, with the three phases.
That's a lot of project. Yeah, that's a lot of number. We're hoping the best for all of this project, definitely.
Yeah, and of course, I've been informed that this project is under the IDRIS initiative. Yes. So maybe you can share with us the specific location, where is it located, and also maybe, of course, people who are interested to know more about how they can access more information about this project.
Yes. Sure. Well, we located in the strategy location, which everyone know it, which is a KLIA. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about KLIA, we just only merely about 4.8 kilometers from the overview. But if from the route, it takes you about 12 minutes, which is about 12 kilometers away from the KLIA, and located in the IDRIS development, which is announced by our Menteri Besar Amiruddin, talking about this IDRIS is going to be the big development for the Selangor for the next 5 to 10 years to go, which is going to develop the economic center, a new port in the Kerry Island beside of the port plank, and strategically located in the center of the logistic, which is beside of the KLIA cargo, and also beside of this in the center of this cargo port plank. Yep.
All right, definitely all of this project need the right people, the right plan, the right execution. So probably in all of this project or businesses that you have navigated through the years, what are the criteria that, utmost criteria that you look for when deciding to expand your business operation?
Well, the first of all, definitely we're looking for the well infrastructure and in terms of the community and humans and talent supply. And overall, we choosing those with the government support and with the investing all that we are here today, that we can see the strong support at the back is really important. That's when we come to selecting on land, we usually will look at a few things about the location, about the transportation, about the talent support, and also the overall location with the amenities surrounding us. And today, in this location, we decided to go for KLIA because what we can see are very, very good choices and that we can see the proof in what happened in Penang, Bayalapas Industrial Park, what happened in Johor, Senai Industrial Park, are doing very, very well. And what about in KL? Yeah. So that's going to be the next industrial park coming.
Yeah. And of course, when we talk about Lembah Klang, the greater Lembah Klang, of course, why Selangor? Maybe the reason why are you choosing Selangor for the developing the industrial park?
Sure. Okay, like what we mentioned, Selangor is a center of the whole Malaysia that we can see all the university and talentship are here. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. And also we are blessing with this port, and we have a two cargo airport, KLIA 1 and 2. So be internationally or domestic, this is the place that is good in transportation. And furthermore, Selangor are going to build another Kerry Island port, which is only 42 kilometers away from us. They definitely bring us a good profit in terms of to our customer as well in return in a high value.
And now we're here at the Selangor International Business Summit for 2023. Yeah. What factors or even we can say benefit have led your business to participate in the Selangor Industrial Park for the second consecutive time?
Well, we participated last year and we managed to get a quite good response in terms of branding, in terms of the population and also the sales definitely. And people came to us and they come to know us and our appearance in presence in this Selangor Industrial Park. And what we do, we also being the main sponsor in this year for the SIBS for the dinner's appreciation dinner. So we can see that it be this support together with Invest Selangor and really bring us to another higher level, not only just merely an industrial park player, but we come with a consortium, business consortium, come with the government support, be in the Invest Selangor or other government body. So this make us come here today to join another second year and definitely many more years to come.
Eddie, maybe your expectation for this 4 days event and also your hopes towards this event, and maybe more investors are coming, or how? What are you looking for, your hopes towards this event?
Well, the very important is not only being on sales part, definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that it's a long-term strategy and appearance through this event and publicity. And we can see numbers of customers even from the other country. They came to us yesterday and they even inquiry about the industrial park. Why it called smart and why it called managed industrial park? How does it work? How does the ESG implement in the industrial park? So we attract numbers of clients to inquire about the green solution, and we have the places to show them and showcase our project through this platform. Yep.
So, and of course, sustainability is one of your initiatives in order to make sure that the industrial park is
not only maintain succeed, but maintain fulfill all the economy opportunities.
SDG initiative. SDG. Maybe you would like to add on more in terms of the sustainability part of the development of this industrial park.
Yeah. Right. So we are pioneering in sustainable development industrial park. The reason we come with a green, which is, I would say that through the Malaysia, our Prime Minister Anwar mentioned the NIP, NNMP 2030, and also the green EV car is coming to implement in whole Malaysia. And we can see that in global changes towards green, not only green RE certified, we are green RE certified in bronze category. Not only that, we are looking for E, environmental, social, and governance. Be in this E, we have the implemental solar panel and to save energy up to 38%, reduce the carbon footprint. In terms of that, we also come up with the canal system, which is blue and green force, and it's going to give a more leisure environment to attract the talents. Based on that, they will come with the green and canal. It will having the flood mitigation report to show that to how we're going to avoid and for those flooding issue in next 100 years. Besides that, we also create a job opportunity. Social, we're looking for 100,000 of job opportunity in Selangor to be provided in this NCD Smart Industrial Park. We also have a Smart Wellness Center in social. And in governance, we're having the MIP, Managed Industrial Park Governance Guideline, and make sure it's sustainable in long term. That's how you work for ESG, in long-term sustainability development.
All right, definitely we hope for the best for the industry. And I want to say thank you very much to Eddie Lim, the General Manager, Sales and Marketing, and CTPMC Sdn Bhd. And for anyone out there who want to visit Mr. Eddie Lim booth, you can go to Level G, correct?
Level G Ground Floor.
Which the event will be held until 3 days more, until 2022 October. Yes. And we will release you since you will be very busy day for
today.
You. Thank you very much, Eddie Lim.
Thanks
thank
again,
you,
Eddie.
Thank you again.
Okay, hope to see you around. Right. Okay, all right. Sudah tentu selepas ini, kita ada banyak lagi laporan menarik akan kami bawakan. Kita nak berhenti dekat seketika. Sambung selepas ini.